Hey guys, awesome episode today. We talk about a girl getting stood up on a date and a fantasy man. Should she? Shouldn't she? Go check it out. Enjoy it. Share it with friends. Welcome to the J Train Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Fried, coming to you live from Harlem, New York City. We're here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. I say it every episode. I'll say it again. Thank you for listening. Thank you for telling a friend. Thank you, thank you, thank you. The studio audience is here at Feather Studios. They're going wild. They come every week. They come to watch. They come to learn. They come to love. They come to touch. Yeah, it gets weird after the show. Listen, people, thank you for listening. Thank you for telling a friend. That's how it all works. If it's your first time listening to a podcast, this is the J Train Podcast. Welcome to the show. We take emails from listeners. We give them advice. That's the show. I have a new guest every episode.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com.
That's the email address. Send in anything you'd like. Lifestyle questions. This is the home of luxury issues. Nothing gets turned down here. We ain't going to look at you and say no.
We're so accepting here.
We are. This is the most progressive podcast in the world. I'll say it right now.
We accept everybody. Big, small, whatever.
Anything. Any size. Any question. Any trial. Any trib. Okay? We'll take them all.
Tribs and ulations.
And ulash. So listen, people. Keep sending those emails. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. I will say this. We got a couple of announcements before we get to our guest. Very excited. Philadelphia. We coming, baby.
I can't. Wait.
Special guest, Classic Shelb will be there.
I love Philly.
You do love Philly.
It's a top five city.
You do love Philly. I'm not just saying this. Why do you love it? I feel like you take a weekend to Philly. We talked about this in a past episode.
Correct.
You'll take a weekend to Philly, like as if it's the Bahamas.
It's a Shangri-La for me.
It is?
I used to live in Pennsylvania.
Okay, so it's like going home again.
Correct.
And feel like you're being nuzzled to the teat of a mother.
It's a very welcome city.
Yeah. What's your favorite part of Philly? What do you do?
I like South Philly. I like the food.
Okay. What food? What's your go-to spot?
There's a place that's featured on Chef's Table.
Okay.
Have you heard of the program?
I know Chef's Table. It's like a more boring diners, drive-ins, and dives.
That's one way to put it.
Yes.
Less yelling.
A lot less yelling. Well, you know I like to yell. So what do they show on Chef's Table?
There's a place called, what's it called? Roses, I believe.
Do I have to go?
You do have to go. It's a whole thing.
Isn't it like a fine dining establishment?
Oh, God, no.
No.
It's a lot of them on that program are.
That's what I thought. Like, Chef's Table to me is like really good cameras. We're out on a Jorg in Sweden.
This is not that.
Cooking on the back of a whale. No, this isn't that.
This is like chorizo, and the lady runs it came here undocumented.
Really?
And she's like running things and's like.
Well, I'll be there to call the Department of Homeland Security on her. We got to get rid of this woman.
Please don't.
But maybe we'll go. So I'm going to take a trip to Rose when I go to Philly. We're doing five shows in Philly, okay? Thursday, Friday, Saturday. One Thursday, two Friday. The first is a stand-up show. The second is a live J Train podcast. Shelby will be there with me. He's going to be great, and we're going to have another special guest on the show. What we need from you for the live J Train in Philly is dating app profiles for makeovers. We need your texts that you need translated for deal reveals.
Send them over.
Send them in. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Send them in. Title them Philly Live Show, and they will definitely get looked at so that we can put them get you on stage and get through your issues. And then Saturday, there's two more shows. So go to my website, jaredfreed.com. I want to see you at the Punchline in Philly. We want to see Shelby's going to be there. We're going to be hanging out. We're going to have a great time. If you come to a stand-up show, it's totally different than the live podcast. Those are two different shows.
Correct.
No repeats. So if you come on Friday at 10, come Saturday at 8 too.
You're getting two different shows. You're getting two different fun experiences.
Yeah, that's right. Shelby, unbiased critique right there.
I have no reason to lie.
None whatsoever. So you could bring two different dates.
Please, that's like that's make, a it fun, a, make it a sitcom.
Make it a sitcom. There we go. That's what we want out every week. Make it a sitcom. That's the theme of this show.
I got the name of the restaurant wrong.
What is it called? It's
called South Philly Barbacoa.
South Philly Barbacoa.
I was thinking of a different place.
So that's what I'll be showing up.
Yes.
Getting my chorizo on.
Yes.
I'm going to go. I'm definitely going to go. So listen, Philly, March 2nd through 4th, or May 2nd through 4th, we're coming. Go get those tickies. Also, Vermont, Worcester, Mohegan Sun, Nashville, Seattle. Those are the upcoming cities. JaredFreed.com is where you get tickets. JaredFreed.com, JaredFreed.com. Also, send in those Philly makeovers and deal reveals. Let's get to our guest. Very excited to have him here. He's a returning guest to the podcast.
Yes, sir.
OKP, original key player.
That's right.
H. Foley, what's up, buddy?
Buddy, how much?
Guest alert.
Good to have you.
Thank you for having me, man.
And you're a Philly guy yourself.
All this Philly talk. I'm getting fucking hot under the collar. I love it.
Do you know this restaurant?
I know Barbacoa. Yeah, it's a good spot. South Philly, great restaurants. I don't know about Philly being so welcoming. Lived there for a couple of years.
Okay.
Not to the locals. They love me, though.
But when someone comes in and enjoys Philly, I think they like it.
Absolutely.
That's one of the, because they know it's hard. It's a cold place. And if someone could come in and go, oh, these are my people.
Yes.
Then they go, good.
Yeah.
Like they're into that.
Good working class city. And when I go back now, I love it too. Living there was a different story.
Now, your review of Barbacoa didn't seem as glowing as Shelby's.
No, it's great. I love it. I thought you were going to say a place called Will, which is right near there, which is really good.
I have to hit that up too.
Same kind of vibe. Big BYOB vibe down there.
Really?
Yeah, that's kind of where it really took off in Philly.
You
bring a bottle of wine. The chef. It's always chef owned, and they focus on the food. And
I feel like BYOB was marketed to women to like let the like because they want to say it in a story to other women.
Mm-hmm. So we brought a bottle of wine.
We brought a bottle. Yeah, exactly.
We had rosé and Pinot Noir.
Like,
you know.
Yeah, like I feel like BYOB was a way for restaurants to cut their costs, but then they were like then they told women to like market it for them.
Yeah, well, it's Philly or PA is a Commonwealth, so it's a pain in the ass to get the liquor license.
I went to Penn State, so hopefully they come out and support in Philly. But I know that like even buying liquor and beer is a whole to do.
I worked at a supermarket chain, big one called Giant Eagle, and they got beer, and it was like you can only get like 2 6-packs at a time.
Yep.
You had to not only. Not whatever age, like you could be 90. You had to show your ID and I had to scan it.
This is the thing about Pennsylvania liquor laws.
And they were still over the moon because they could get it at a grocery store.
Well, that was the thing. So it's all about perspective with things being good or bad.
Sure.
So like to me, I was like, wow, the pizza places have 6-packs. You've made my life 1,000 times easier. And then it's like when you're like, oh, but I need a bottle of vodka. You're like, well, I'm not even.
It would be a
pain in the ass. It'd be, I'm not even at a state store.
Yeah.
So I can't even get that. So you can't even get liquor and beer in the same place.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole thing. But BYO, I guess it's okay. It keeps you honest and it keeps costs down.
There's none in New York. There's no real BYO places.
There's
in New
one
York.
That I know of that I actually, a buddy, there's a sushi place on the Upper East Side called, I think, Poke. That is a BYO place.
Okay.
And I one time sent someone to on a... They were like, where should I go on a date? They asked me like years ago. And now they're like married to that person.
Wow.
Look at that.
I have the Midas touch when it comes to relationships.
We know that, baby.
I will say this. H. Foley, you should all go follow. He's fucking hilarious. At H. Foley on Ice on Twitter. at Foleygrams on Instagram, you're doing a new thing,
mm-hmm.
and it's a video series called Last Spot of the Night.
Exactly.
Explain it to the listeners. There's two episodes up right now.
Two episodes up right now.
So if they go to at Foleygrams, the link is right there.
Right in my
on
bio.
On Instagram. So yep. Right in his bio, go find the link. I watched an episode. It's great and fun, but explain it to the listeners so they can understand what it is.
Yeah, so me and my partner, Kevin Ryan, you know, we comics, we love to hang out after shows and stuff like that mm-hmm. and talk and bullshit and break balls. And we wanted to capture that moment of, like, running around the night, running from spot to
that
spot.
That moment where you know, if for those that don't know, you know, comedy in New York City, there's, like, 10 clubs. So you could run from each club to the next. So, you know, because a lot of people go, what time is your show? And
sure.
I'll be like, oh, well, I'm doing the 8. You know, sometimes I'll post on Instagram, I'm doing the 8 at Stand Up New York, and I'm doing the 8 at the Cellar, and I'm doing the 10 at New York Comedy Club.
Right.
And they'll go, and someone will go, how are you, the 2 at 8? And you're like, the whole thing is, no, for when they tell you when you're going to be on stage, they'll go, you know, H. Foley's at 8:15.
Mm-hmm.
J. Train's at 8:30. Shelby's
times.
At 8:45. That's your spot time. The show starts at 8.
The show.
So you could do an 8. H. Foley could do an 8:15 at Stand Up New York, and then do the 9 o'clock at New York Comedy Club, and then go do, you know, the 10 o'clock at the Cellar. So then you pop around. By the end of the night, you got the sweat dripping down your brow. And you kick off your shoes, and you're like, let's have a drink.
Let's have a drink. Let's talk about the crowd on the 8, the crowd on the 10. What
yeah,
were they
that
like?
Club
what was this
sucked,
like?
This story
what was this like?
Because you're really getting in situations. I was at the Cellar the other night. Things happen at every show. And different, like, you know, people, Shelby.
I was here like, oh, then this happened, and can I... If I take the 2, 3, that'll get me there.
Exactly.
Fast.
You're working out schedules, and so
Shelby.
Flipped their spot with me, and oh, I like this person because I text them, and they were like, no problem, you go before me, I'll go before you. Sometimes it creates division, because like I texted a guy the other day, I won't go into names, but I was like, I had never met him, but I was like, hey, man. I have the 9:20. Can you do the 8? Can I switch your 8:15 for my 9:20?
Yeah.
No answer. And I texted someone else, and I was like, I did the same text. They were like, yeah, no problem. Great. So then I texted this guy who originally didn't answer. I go, hey, I'm all set. Don't worry about it. No response. No, hey, cool. See you at the. Then I go to the show. The guy's just sitting in the corner. He never, like, if that were me, I would
dick.
Be like, hey, man, I'm so-and-so.
Yeah.
I'm the guy you texted today. Wouldn't you?
Or
he's got to be an older guy. Is it an old schooler? Because those old schoolers, they
old
don't like
schooler.
Fucking with their spot times.
No. I mean, at least just say what's up.
Yeah.
I would have gone up to you, hey, I'm the guy. I didn't even know it was him because I didn't know what he looked like. Maybe he didn't know what I looked like, but I went on stage first.
Sure.
So he could have said,
yeah,
hey, you're obviously
me.
The guy.
Yeah. So that's exactly it. That's exactly what the show is, and breaking all that up and analyzing the audiences.
What
and
happened
how you
that
feel.
I was at the Cellar the other night. This girl got so hammered. She was in the front row. She went to the bathroom at the Village Underground. So the Village Underground is the bigger room at the Cellar. And then they there's like a band and stuff. And she literally walked onto the stage to go to the bathroom.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Like, across the stage instead of going around.
She get thrown
out?
And
then came back from the bathroom, went back across from which she came.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't think they let
and
that fly down
I was
there.
Hosting, and I was, like, off to the side. You know, the comic that was on, she was doing a great job, and then she had to, like, stop the show and be like, this
what are
is
you
crazy.
Doing?
I think I saw somebody not do, like, a full version of that, but, like, a half step over at, like, the above room, the fat black pussycat.
Yeah.
And the guy was not he was not having a good set, so he really got pissed.
Yeah, totally.
It's annoying because it's like, imagine you're telling a story to a group of 4 people. You know, take it to that scenario that's more realistic for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You're telling a story to 4 people, then all of a sudden someone walks through the group of people. You go, well, that person's an asshole. No, excuse me. No, nothing. And it would change your whole story.
Yeah. We get into that stuff a lot. The psychology of, like, seeing people out in public, how certain people react in a comedy club.
Yeah.
It's like, who are your fucking friends?
And one set doesn't relate to the next.
You'll be
on the Upper East. You'll go, man, I really fucking bombed. Then you'll go downtown. You'll do the same exact words.
And kill.
And kill.
Yeah.
So that's the show.
That's the whole show. And it's just a fly on the wall, you know.
And you're doing
perspective.
It at like I'm telling you a story 7 days removed, 4 days removed. You're doing it right when they're done.
We're doing it right when they're done. We film it on Saturday nights at the end of a night. We filmed this first season at New York Comedy Club, and that's it. We wanted to capture that energy of like at the end of the night sitting
down
when and breaking
the sweat's still coming down your cheek.
Yeah, did a nice three-camera setup, real cool. So it's just like you're listening in on a conversation.
Love it. So go check it out. It's called Last Spot of the Night. Last Spot of the Night. You can follow it on H. Foley's Instagram. He's got the link right there to the YouTube page, right?
Yep. It's up on Twitter, too. Link's on my Twitter at H. Foley on Ice. And then it's loaded up on our Facebook page on YouTube.
And all that stuff.
Facebook.
All that stuff. Foley's Instagram will be on my Instagram when we post this episode. At Foleygrams. Go follow. Go support. Super funny. Are you guys ready to do the show?
I'm 100% ready. And, buddy, thank you die? For that.
Did everyone die? Is the crowd ready? Oh, we got sad music going. It's going to get intense.
Loving these.
Crowd's ready. Let's do it. Shelby's just taking a dance around the soundboard a little bit. You ready, Shelby?
All set.
Let's do it. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. I like this title. Was an hour late and then ran out of the restaurant. What the fuck?
Ooh.
Before we get to that, we are sponsored people. Woo! Roman! Roman, we love Roman. We love Roman. We love. I gotta say, guys are terrible at taking care of their health. I am. When's the last time you've been to a doctor?
Oh, 7 years ago.
Exactly. Shelby?
I had to go to the emergency room about a month ago.
Oh, what happened? Are you okay?
I had an extreme case.
Of what?
The flu.
No way.
Oh, yes. Man.
Did I know about this?
Yes.
Yes, I did know about this.
I would have been bugging out.
You look so well today.
I was the sickest I've ever been.
Did you think
how
you were
sick? Give me an don't get too extreme with this.
Did you think you were dying?
Podcast.
Literally, yes.
You did. Oh my God.
You think you were dead?
If I hadn't gone, I would have died.
Like, come on.
Really?
I'm not fucking around here.
Come on. The doctor said that to you?
No, this is me saying that.
Okay. I'll take that with a grain of salt, people.
A little Pedialyte. You'll be all right.
Yeah. The doctor doesn't say that.
Okay. He can't feel how I feel.
So, yeah, that's true. No one can tell you how to feel.
Because I never get sick.
That's what everyone.
Oh,
there's never anyone out there that's like, I'm always sick.
I get sick all the time.
You do?
Oh, brutal. Yeah, I'm fucking 300 pounds. I'm 43, out of shape, don't take care of myself, run around the city like
you
a
haven't been to the doctor in 7. You should be at the doctor. You're going to die.
I mean, never get sick in that, like, I can't come in today. Like, I get colds.
Yeah, shit. You're pretty good with coming.
I felt myself getting tired, and if I feel myself getting like really tired at like 7, I'll go, oh no, I'm getting sick.
Yeah, I'm that way too.
And the next day I had to do like a thing in the morning at work, and then I was like going home, and I thought okay, the next day go give the antibiotics, blah blah. You're good.
Antibiotics?
Antibiotics. Okay. And then
we're learning. We learn something new about Shelby every day. Yeah, okay.
And I just wouldn't get better. And I was so.
It was just lingering.
I could not eat, could not, I would just go to the bathroom. I was like, all right, gotta get up. I was so tired.
Yeah.
I would just fall into the bed.
Sure. Sometimes you just gotta give into it.
And I
soup it up.
I knew if I go to the hospital, I have friends in a store that can give me a ride, but they're gonna need to like half carry me down to their car. Like,
sure.
I called a friend.
Coming off the war battlefield.
And I called a friend whose wife is a nurse just to see, should I call an amp to go? And the minute he picked up and I taught, he went, call 911.
So an ambulance picked you up?
Yeah.
No shit. You got health insurance?
Buddy, you better.
I did when I called.
Oh, thank God. That's an expensive taxi ride.
Oh, yeah, dude. Just throw yourself in an Uber.
Yeah.
A week later.
Fuck that Uber driver's health.
Yeah, you gotta, no kidding.
A week later, I did not.
Oh, my God. In the nick of time.
In the nick of time. Well, still, since we live in this great country, still owe about $1,000. But
well, okay. Well, your political podcast, people can find your thoughts on that.
USA,
guys are terrible.
All the way.
We're happy Shelby's well. Guys are terrible.
Oh, yeah, we're in an ad.
At taking care of their health. Whether it's a knee injury, get bad back, or something worse, guys are usually more comfortable rubbing some dirt on it than seeing a doctor. I'm guilty of it myself. I'm like Foley, where it's like, if I don't feel it, out of sight, out of mind, I don't need it. I went to the doctor, you know, like a year ago, less than a year ago, but I'm one of those, like, I'll go to like the med whatever and just be like, here's $100, take care, you know, give me, you know, like I'm going to the car. Yeah. You know, change my oil and then get the fuck out. So the same is true for erectile dysfunction. Studies show 70% of guys who experience ED don't get treated for it. Thankfully, Roman created an easy way to get checked out by a doctor and get treated for ED online. So there's a lot of these companies. I like Roman. They sponsor the podcast. If you're dealing with these issues, get involved with Roman. We're going to give you a deal. Here's how serious this erectile dysfunction is. Yeah. Here's how little guys want to talk about this.
I hate it.
I'll give you an example. Okay? This is how comically dumb guys are.
Okay. Yeah.
Snoop Dogg is a sponsor for one of these companies. I don't know which one. It might be Roman. I don't know what it is. They ran an ad campaign where Snoop Dogg, it's an emoji Snoop Dogg, mm-hmm. and he goes, erectile dysfunction is a problem for men. And then he goes, not me, mm-hmm. probably you. It's like Snoop Dogg took millions of dollars from whatever company this was, and he couldn't even just go along with it.
A friend of mine.
Not me, probably you.
Oh,
that's how afraid of talking about erectile.
Sure.
Snoop Dogg couldn't even go, yeah, this company gave me $1 million. I'll just say I have erectile dysfunction. Like, I would just yes and that shit. I'd be in.
No,
I'd be
way.
Like, yeah, I have no penis now. I need this disease. I need this thing.
We all think Snoop is the cool pot smoking guy. He doesn't want us to picture him.
No.
Like, come on, girl, just give me a minute.
Yo, I'll do commercials for ED medicine, but don't ruin my brand.
There
I still
go.
Gotta be fucking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's how crazy men are. Even in the face, he had to tell an agent, well, put in the contract, I have to say I don't have ED. That's so fucking funny to me. So that's how hard of a conversation this is for men. Snoop Dogg will turn down millions of dollars if it can't be in the script that he says he doesn't have an ED issue. So this is an issue for a lot of men, okay? I have the issue. Now I'll be Snoop Dogg. See how easy it is, Snoop Dogg?
Come on, Snoop.
I can't even fucking muster a boner, okay?
Really?
I'm good. Not me. I'm good. Roman is a one-stop shop where you
pin it on me.
Yeah.
But Foley
told me before the show. Roman is a one-stop shop where you can chat with a licensed U.S. physician who can treat ED. And if safe and appropriate, ship medication right to your door. So there's no doctors, no waiting rooms. You can handle everything discreetly online. For a free online visit, go to GetRoman.com. That's GetRoman.com/JTrain. GetRoman.com/JTrain. That's GetRoman.com/JTrain. For a free online visit, GetRoman.com/JTrain. GetRoman.com/JTrain. Go, go, go. Don't be Snoop Dogg. Train. Feather from Chicago. So I recently went on a date from OKCupid, if that matters. And the guy I was meeting said work was holding him up and said he was going to be 30 minutes late. I would be waiting for an hour in total, but totally understand that work something comes up. So was understanding and willing to wait. He finally shows up and we get seating for dinner. And then he said he had to go to the bathroom. Before I know it, I see him sprinting out the front door. Oh, my God.
Jesus, that sucks.
Has that ever happened to you?
No.
Has that ever happened to you, Shelby?
Not to that scenario.
That's sitcom.
I got dumped at dinner once on my birthday.
On your birthday?
Yeah. Danico's in Little Italy. Never go back there again.
Done.
Yeah.
That sounded like it was out of fucking West Side Story, the way you said that. Got dumped on dinner on my birthday. Danico's. Yeah.
Baby, where you going? Wait. Yeah. I love you.
I don't know, Tommy. Yeah. I know about you and my sister.
All of a sudden, she's calling you Tommy. Yeah.
You're no good.
You're no good. I don't need these meatballs. They're no good.
Joey, wrap this shit up to go. Come on. That's a tough one.
It's brutal. I mean, complete. He finally shows up. We get. I see him sprinting out the front door. Other than being completely mortified that my day just ran out of the restaurant, he also unfollowed me while he was in there, so I couldn't contact him.
What the
I'm
fuck?
Obviously bummed out and feel like shit. But also, this whole thing left me wondering, why did he even come in the first place? Was I too ugly for him? Like, why? Hoping you can shed some light on this on his motive, I attacked a picture for reference so I can confirm that I don't look like a troll. You absolutely don't look like a troll. You're very hot.
Smoke show.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
I mean, the red lipstick, the black. She looks like she could be in Greece.
Yep. I mean,
great style.
Well, Shelby, do you have a celebrity comparison? I don't even want to do the celebrity. She's good looking. I mean, but like us three saying you're good looking has nothing to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
I say this on the podcast a lot. You know, guys are masturbating to feet. Okay. Look at the amount of porn categories. You're one of the categories for somebody.
Sure.
Okay. Go, even if you want to make it less disgusting.
I'm one of the categories.
You're one of the categories.
I mean?
Yeah. H. Foley. That's I am. Shelby. All three of us are types for somebody.
Yeah.
But,
crazy as it sounds.
And also, if you want for women, I say this for women because I don't think it's the same for men. Go on Instagram and find a Instagram personality who looks like you. They have a million followers because there's a bunch of gross men who are following them beating off to them.
Sure.
So, like, she looks like someone that has a million followers. You know what I mean? Like, if you want to go, if you want to even look, I it's one of those things that's like, you know when someone shows you a stat and they go, well, this statistic shows this, and you're like, oh, my whole perspective has been changed.
Changed, yeah.
I'm trying to show this to you in the by saying this disgusting fact about men.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to show you the perspective of, yeah, there's like 500 people, or of the 5 million, there's a good percentage of dudes that are following this chick that looks like you
mm-hmm.
because they beat off to her fat ass.
I feel like if you, I'm not saying I do this or all men would do this, but if you did show up and they were not how they looked or whatever, you would just go on the date, not
have
dinner, have a conversation,
drop out, unfollow.
I can't believe, this is a very extreme version of this guy apparently not getting what he thought he was ordering. It's like, I guess, but no.
Talking about appetizers? What do you mean?
I'm saying when you meet someone on the app.
He didn't like the ceviche.
She said they met on OkCupid. When you meet someone on an app, like, you know, you're buying in and then you decide to go on a date. I would say to her, there's a couple things in this email. Is there any advice you can give her? Any thoughts?
I mean, just off the top of my head, just because
this guy's an asshole. Like
100%.
You tell this story to guys and they go, like, there are three men in here. None of us have walked out of a date.
This was an anomaly.
Yes.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. We meet more people than ever off these apps. So you're more likely to meet a fucking guy who's going to run on the date.
Sure.
You say there's a couple things that I would do just based on how the email's written. Is there anything else you have?
I mean, to fully break it down, I would say from his behavior that, one, this is completely not her fault. Two, this guy's a probably fucking weirdo or a fucking loser.
Yeah.
The work thing was probably bullshit.
Yeah.
It was probably some insecurity or whatever. He got there. I don't know. Maybe he figured he had no money. He found that he had no money or whatever.
Well, that's
just being a loser.
All of this being about your looks, we're totally looking over the fact that, one, he could be in a relationship, saw someone he knew there. Got the fuck out.
Bingo. That's a good
one. That, to me, is more of a reason to leave the restaurant than someone. All of us are looking. We're like, wait a minute. None of us wouldn't walk out of a restaurant with someone we weren't attracted to, right? Yeah. These are three men. I talk about the pie, you know, the graph, the bell curve. We're all 10% of away from each other. So
sure.
I can't believe that, like, if we're sitting here being, like, shocked by this, we're not shocked. I can believe anything. But if we're sitting here, I don't even know someone who's done this. Do you know anyone who's done this?
No. First, I was thinking he like had some pant shitting emergency, but that he unfollowed was the thing.
See,
you think it's something else.
Unfollowed combined, the work thing makes me think it's, I don't know if I want to be there. Yeah. The unfollowed thing brings me back to...
Or he could have been insecure or, you know, something like that.
Sure. But this is the thing. We're all kind of saying the same thing where it's like, don't take this so personally.
Yeah.
This is... And I know it's hard, easier for me to say, harder to advice to take, but guys get weird when they're cheating. and this is like one of those moves that like...
Amen, brother.
You get... And you act... And guys get weird in a way where we're really good at acting weird and then making you question yourself.
Sure.
So like going... like it's like when... Why'd you like that girl's Instagram picture? What? What's wrong? Are you fucking kidding me? You're watching who I like?
I work with her brother. What did...
Yeah,
Jesus.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, why is he getting overly mad? This isn't even that big a deal.
Mm-hmm.
But you go too hard.
If they ask, like, where the cops ask, where were you? Oh, I was with this person. We were doing that, like, giving too many
the cops.
Details.
We'll get the cops involved.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, this is a move of a cheater to me. He saw someone in the restaurant.
That's
he was
good.
Like, I don't want to be fucking. I'm saying, like, let's not just, you know, like, have something bad happen and go, well, he thinks I'm ugly. Mm-hmm. No.
No.
It could be a million different things that, listen, honestly, you dodged a bullet by having him walk out.
100%.
The other thing is, you said this is a date minutes later. So I'm guessing this is a first date just by the way the email was written. I'm not doing dinner first dates if I'm you.
No.
You need to this has to be a little bit more casual. That's my advice to her. Second, she said he unfollowed. You shouldn't be following anything before the first date. Because another thing that could have happened is you guys had, you know, decided on the date, then followed, then he spent the whole time creating this future in his head that didn't exist. Because that's what we do when we follow someone.
Mm-hmm.
You create your own experience with them. I'm talking about all these guys masturbating to someone who looks like you. They're creating their own experience with them in their mind.
Yeah, how much we live in our heads is crazy. I'm the worst at it.
Just we how think much people we are thinking about us more than we're thinking about them. It's just not the way things work.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
everyone's
my
a
other
star
thing.
Of their own movie.
Yeah, totally. So I think learning lessons like what can you do? How can you drive your boat? No more dinner first date. No more following. Like, you know, go out because it was a good conversation and you like the thing they presented on the app.
Yeah, even if the guy you're meeting up with follows you, don't follow him back.
Yeah.
You know, play the game a little bit. Fucking wait it out. Meet for a couple of drinks.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with H. Foley at FoleyGrams on Instagram. Last spot of the night is the series. It's on YouTube and Twitter. You can go see it by going to an Instagram page. It's great. Go, go, go. I like this question.
I'm loving it. I love these.
Block that shit or no?
Okay.
J Train, I'm a recent listener, but I have become obsessed. Here it goes. I've been on and off talking to a guy I've known since freshman year of college. I'm 25 now. Since November of 2017. So they were a freshman in 2000. Wait, what? Yeah.
Say it again.
I've been on and off talking to a guy I've known since freshman year of college since November of 2017. So now it's 2 years, more than 2 years, on and again, off again.
Okay.
But they've known each other since freshman year.
Gotcha.
Does this still make sense to everybody?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay.
Yeah. They were friends first.
He tried to pursue me multiple times in college, but I was happily single and didn't ever think much about it. After college, we wound up living in the same town, and he reached out again. We began texting and went on a few dates. I was cautious to sleep with him because I have trust issues and want more than just sex. I ended up sleeping with him, but things fizzled out and we didn't have much more contact until October 2018. When we started talking again, he confessed to me that he had a cocaine issue and that is why he didn't want to get close to me. For a little context, my sister passed away 2 years ago from a drug overdose. Well, I'm so sorry.
Me too. I'm so sorry about that.
We started talking all the time and sleeping together again, but we fight often in the drug issue about the drug issue, and I get frustrated there's no label to our relationship. I've tried multiple times to end things amicably. We have mutual friends who are married. I say if he doesn't want more than sex, then I need to just be us to be friends because I actually care about him, and he is unhealthy for me to be in that situation. He always says he doesn't want to let me get close because of my sister and his situation. but I feel like he almost uses me emotionally just as much as physically, and I can't get any emotional support in return. I'm torn because I want to help him and I really care about him. Plus, I enjoy the sex. But the longer we go on like this, the more damage the situation is doing. Any advice is welcome. Below is my Instagram handle along with his, both not private. Please feel free to have Classic Shelb give his best guess at a lookalike. Hold on one second.
That's a tough one, man.
It's tough. That's deep. Do you have any thoughts on this? Anything that's kind of similar?
I mean, I want you to take the lead on this one. This is some serious shit.
She writes, side note addition. I've asked him multiple times if he is if all he wants is hooking up, which I would be okay with, but he'll never say one way or the other. If it's just sex, that's fine. But I'd like the answer, and don't think it's fair that he still keeps me tells me about his drug problem. Just pick a side. Please help. The sex is great, but if things aren't going anywhere, I want to be looking for something more serious. And so here's her. Shelby, do you have an opinion on her lookalike? She's very cute.
Very cute.
Very cute. I mean,
seems sweet.
She also seems like she has like a good life going on. She's got a lot of shit going on.
Lose this dude.
Shelby's coming to his conclusion. The dude seems nice too. He kind of like just looks like the all-American guy. Very fratty.
Sure. Likes to party.
Likes to party, obviously. Shelby, any look-alike thoughts? She kind of looks to me like the mom from Gilmore Girls, but like a young version.
Okay.
Of the mom. Does that make some sense?
I believe you're thinking Lauren Graham.
Mm-hmm. Little Lauren Graham-ish.
I would agree.
She's great.
She's cute.
Great in Bad Santa, too.
Yes. Doesn't she look a little Lauren Graham-ish?
I'm with you on that.
She's cute. Oh, I didn't see this tattoo coming. Huge tattoo. See the arm?
Yeah.
It's very nice.
Yeah.
Okay. So what do we think?
The guy's still doing, he's still partying. He's still doing
the
blow.
On again, off again for 2 years. I mean, she knows the answer to the question.
Sure.
The whole thing, she keeps coming back to, I just want to know. And it's like, there's a certain point where
no answer is the answer.
Exactly. And especially, I can't speak for him or his life or what he's doing. She's the one coming here for advice, which I appreciate, but I got to be a little bit tougher on her. You keep looking to him to give you answers to your life issues. So she's going to him and being like, well, tell me, do you want more? Do you want less? And it's like, where's your standard? You just said, I want a serious relationship. This is not serious.
No.
So you keep offering him a contract, and he keeps looking at you and going, saying nothing.
Yeah, which is
and
tough.
Then you
we
just
all
move
fall
on.
Into that.
We all. I'm not
we
saying.
All fall into that, yeah.
I'm not saying she's like crazy or wrong for getting into that kind of cycle.
Mm-hmm.
But admit to you're on the merry-go-round.
Yeah.
Don't tell me how crazy it is that you keep spinning in circles and then while you're on a merry-go-round.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like. The other thing is you are not a professional to help him with his problems.
100%.
So you have to say to him, these issues are for a professional. I watched, you know, obviously her sister. I feel awful about that. But the one thing you probably know from your sister is that we all need a little help sometimes from someone who's a professional.
Yes.
I'm not a professional. I'm just here with a stupid fucking podcast. Mm. But I can look at someone and go, hey, this is above my pay grade.
Yeah.
So maybe if his issue with the drugs is an issue to him,
mm-hmm.
he needs to go and seek professional help. Maybe losing you will make him realize that.
There you go. Yeah, for having drug problems myself in my past, she can't convince him that it's time to take a step to get clean.
Yeah.
You can't do that. He has to come to that conclusion himself.
Yeah.
And it sounds like either way, being friends is one thing, but for her life to keep moving forward, She's got to put this away.
And being friends, like, I mean, what was your issue with?
Coke, yeah.
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 So, I mean, where they're friends that I'm wondering, like, is even being, are there friends that you don't consider friends anymore, or just don't hang out with anymore because they were apart, like they kind of triggered your issue, or are they?
No, I was kind of the last one to grow up on that, so yeah. If it would have been anybody, it would have been me.
Yeah,
but you know, we all remain friends, but you know, we cut pretty loose in high school and college in our 20s and even into our 30s, and everyone slowly but surely just started to, like, you know, get the grass of, right, time to put this away.
Yeah.
I was the, you know, longest holdout of
last
that.
Last man standing.
Yeah, just because then I started comedy, and you know how the lifestyle leads all that stuff, so it took me a while to take my head out of my ass. And until this guy takes his head out of his ass, he's not going to be any good to her.
Well, I mean, was there something, like, to help you move on from it? Was it, like, you went from, like, a big party with a bunch of cocaine to, like, now it's just me with the dog?
What do you mean?
So, like I'm wondering, like I think this guy goes and hangs out with his friends and everything stays the same.
Uh-huh.
And he's got his girl that keeps fucking him because the sex is great.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and then he keeps complaining about his drug issue, but all of it stays the same.
Sure. Yeah. So I was like that 100%.
But that's what I'm saying. So, like, when his girl goes away, then he's sitting there doing coke alone. He's like, oh, maybe that's what makes him realize, like, hey, the party's gone. I gotta.
Is that where he's with the dog?
Yeah.
Oh, he's sitting there. Oh, he's doing. Oh man, so that sounds brutal.
That's what I'm saying.
Your dog looking at you on your couch.
Yeah, but I'm saying it,
south end of an eight ball.
But it's tough. It's tough to get rid of the cocaine bag when the party's still going on around.
Sure.
It's a little bit. You can see out where you are when you're like, oh, I'm alone. There's no one that will do this with me anymore.
Yeah.
I mean,
oh man, that's brutal.
I'm saying, so
yeah,
like,
that's good
for her. If you really want to help him, maybe you got to take, you know, you got to go away from him.
Mm-hmm.
And also understand that, like, he's not the solution to your issue.
Yeah.
Your issue is you want a serious person that is going to take you seriously and wants to date you.
100%.
And this ain't the guy.
This ain't the guy.
And when you don't answer, it's just him going, yeah, I'm going to be this again next week. And it's like, okay. You've now, if you go back to him next week, that's now your problem.
Mm-hmm.
And you keep signing up for the contract that he won't sign.
To keep the merry-go-round going, as you said.
Yes.
Yeah. And as brutal as it is, his life is his life, and her, she's got to look out for herself first, especially with the situation with her sister.
Well,
she can't go through that twice.
She said he's being emotionally, taking advantage of her emotionally, but you're not even trying to grow yourself. You're afraid of being alone and having no one to have sex with. You're going to find great sex somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. I know what that's like, though. You meet somebody and you want to hold on to it.
This isn't it.
Break that cycle.
Especially with what she said. You need to write down on a piece of paper the things you want. He said no to all those things. Because you wrote it down to me. She wrote down, I want a relationship. I want someone I can be serious with. I want someone that can emotionally be there for me.
More than sex.
More than sex.
Mm-hmm.
No, no, no. He already said it. Without saying it.
Exactly.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrain.
Thank you. There. Thanks.
That's right, Ariana. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Responsive people. Woo! Mapaline. Let's go to the Mediterranean. Mapaline is the first direct-to-consumer male wellness and lifestyle brand, giving guys everywhere access to luxury grooming and lifestyle essentials such as hair care, skin care, and beard care. It is the perfect gift. Listen, people. Father's Day. That's right. Let's take a trip to the Mediterranean.
Mm.
Can you feel that salty air? Woo!
Smell the coconut oil from
here.
It's
a perfect gift you can get your guy. An upscale version of himself, a way for him to upgrade his morning routine. Not only with healthy products for his skin and hair, but with chic packaging, an amazing scent. Mapaline is all about natural ingredients. They're based in and inspired by the Mediterranean. That's where we are. We're both having a glass Pinot Gris.
Mm.
Just sitting there.
Ice cold.
Ice cold, baby.
Your refreshed diet for you, sir.
Thank you.
Not now, Manuel. Not now.
Fill her up again. They handcraft their products with natural oils and nutrients. They're sourced from the region's different coasts. Italy, France, Greece, Turkey. Those are all places you've seen on Instagram. Well, now you can feel like you've been there.
Absolutely.
With Mapaline.
I love all that stuff.
It's
you
great.
Take care, you do all that stuff now? You do like toners and
I'm using
night
the
creams.
Hair oil, the creams, all the hair junk, the the soaps and shampoos. I got them in my bathroom. And here's the other thing. And this is just, first of all, you don't have to go to CVS, Walgreens, Walmart anymore. Let the mailman work for you. They bring it to your door. No more, oh, no, I'm out of this. I got to go. No.
I hate
Stop
that.
Stop running errands.
Let me squirt this shampoo in the shower. Oh, I don't have any more.
None to be seen. Let the mailman work for you. Stop being a dope, okay? And also, you go in my bathroom, a woman walks into my bathroom, they see a man.
Yeah?
Yeah, because you see the nice products, the good stuff. Mm-hmm. You open my medicine fucking cabinet.
I thought you meant you were hiding in the shower.
Yeah, I'm hanging.
How you doing?
So, but I'm saying the look of it matters, too.
Yeah.
This ain't Axe.
No,
this
can't
ain't,
do that.
You know, nut butter cream.
Mm-mm.
No, this is body oil. This is beautiful shampoo. And Matt Bloom is all about the Mediterranean lifestyle of enjoying the good things in life, the pleasure of simple luxury, indulging in the things you love. So get your grooming essentials at mapalim.com. That's mapalim.com. Promo code JTrain. That's JTrain. For 10% off. That's a chunk of change if you get a bunch of stuff.
I'm checking that out when I get home.
And
I love
for
that.
For the month of April only, we're still in April, baby. If you're in New York City, check out the Mapalim pop-up store on Elizabeth Street between Houston and Prince. If you mention the J Train, you'll get 15% off in the store. Holy MRFNS, okay? So we're going to give you an extra 5% off if you walk up in person to the pop-up store on Elizabeth Street between Houston and Prince and get 15% off. Level up your grooming game.
Love it.
Love it. Here with H. Foley at Foleygrams. The last spot of the night is the web series. Get involved. Hilarious. You're going to love it. Long-time listener and love what you do. Not only have I rated, reviewed, and subscribed, but I've recommended you to everyone I know, including the people at the coffee place I go to every morning.
Yeah. Huh?
Thank you very much. Bear with me. I'll try to make this short. I've been with my current boyfriend for almost 3 years now. Things are great. He's 29. I'm 27. We're talking about getting engaged this year, and I'm really happy.
Mm.
This all sounds great.
Sounds good.
What could go wrong?
A Xanadu, if you will.
However, the reason I'm writing in is that I used to live in another... I used to live in another state 5 years ago and always had a huge crush in the friend group on this sexy Latino guy. Ay, 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 Shelby.
Papi.
He's so good. He looks so good.
I think we need some sexy. She actually asks for sexy Latin music here. Let's give the girl what she wants.
I have the perfect music for that.
Ah. Hello.
he had a girlfriend at the time, and I was with someone else.
Shelby.
And it just never worked out timing-wise. We never hooked up or even kissed, but we're always fun and flirty, and we still follow each other on Instagram. We don't message or even like each other's photos. But seeing him always brings back the memories, even though he is on the other side of the country, and we haven't talked in over 4 years. Is this normal? Again, nothing ever happened. So why do I find myself running away with the what could have been fantasy when I am now happily planning my life with someone else? So now, here I am with an American blonde guy, also sexy, when I always picture myself with the Spanish-speaking Latin lover. I still want to marry my guy and love him a lot. I don't want to break up, but I want these weird feelings to go away. Do I just need to unfollow the other guy and focus on building my life with who I am with? Why am I building this up in my head to be something that never was anything? Help. Muchas gracias. What do we think? I love this email because it admits to our human faults. It admits that, listen, we can't eat red meat every day of the week. But it makes us salivate every day of the week.
That's true.
So that's the life we have. That's the cross to bear, the curse. I still, I have a girlfriend. I love her. I'm very much into what we have going on. Does my head turn as I walk down these streets?
You're only human, of course.
This is the thing.
Hers as well.
That's do I walk down the street in my sunglasses and do a full head turn when I see a big old booty
in slow motion?
Slow mo. Tip those glasses down my nose.
I love that look.
That's my move. Do I high five another dude who looked at the same time? Mm-hmm. Sometimes.
That's the only time you can ogle at a woman, when you're doing it over some sunglasses.
Over some sunglasses. Every day, I see a girl, I pass her by, turn, all of a sudden that music comes on.
It's like ZZ Top.
It just, oh shit. And then I see, you know, I'm in Harlem, I see a guy of another ethnicity. I don't even need to go into which one.
Mm-hmm.
But we connect.
Mm-hmm.
We connect over that bootay. And we high five, we give a little fist bump, and then we go on our way.
And as hard as it is to
hear, he's got his boombox on his shoulder.
Right?
I've got my backpack with my books.
Yes,
as hard as it is to hear, that's the only thing keeping this world from tearing itself apart is that look that two guys give, that subtle look.
That's right.
When a beautiful woman walks by and they both look at each other like, damn.
Damn.
There's always something in common.
You don't need language.
No.
The international language of bouté.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone gets what you're talking about.
Now, like, it seems to me like this is her only, like, if she was like, I like this guy, I always thought about this guy,
sure,
thought about that guy, this is her only thing. So if it was
that's why it's confusing.
Yes.
That's why she's like, well, but here's the thing. It didn't happen then, and it ain't happening now for a very good reason.
You think?
I don't think this
could just be opportunity.
There's a lot of people I would imagine myself with and never want to be with.
But that it carries 5 years?
5 years. I think that's kind of the social media effect. I think that's why
he keeps
that's
coming
where
back
it goes
into
from
her life.
Lust to love.
Mm.
You know, that's where it goes from, oh man, that guy was always hot, to I see myself inserted into his pictures.
Mm-hmm. And I could see those pictures every day. Yeah, that's
so it's like you see
smart,
the alone
man.
Shot in front of the Grand Canyon. Mm-hmm. You can imagine yourself, you know, photoshopped in.
Yeah.
As crazy as that sounds, it's not crazy to me. It
just feels good to think about.
It does. And you know what? With Instagram and with how good the pictures are, we talk about Instagram, fake versus reality. The clarity of the picture, the actual
it's
clarity
right
of the picture, that even makes it, because you can reach through the screen and you can touch him, maybe,
mm-hmm.
even though you live 5 hours away and it was 5 years ago and this Latin lover looks nothing like the guy you're with. The thing is, she writes in the beginning, I've been with my current boyfriend almost 3 years and things are great.
Right.
They're great.
Great.
That doesn't mean you can't have a night alone to yourself with a candle lit while you think of your Latin lover and you fucking rub one out.
I'm sure that's happened.
That's okay.
But that's not satisfying it, because I was going to take it one step further.
Go.
Now, this might be brutal, but if the four of us were all friends and we were sitting around in the back of a bar.
Sure.
And we were having a couple of beers,
mm-hmm.
and she was telling us about all this, my advice to her off the record would be, if there's an opportunity there, sleep with the guy.
See, I think,
because you don't want to live the rest of your life regretting that.
Yeah, but you don't want to. She says,
if you can handle it,
great.
Obviously.
I don't think that would help.
I don't think it would help. I think she
just
would,
to get it out of her system.
I hear what you're saying. I think that she.
You know what I mean? Like you don't want to live your life with having something like that always hanging over. You might fall more in love with this guy and might have a greater life with this guy. I mean, we're all adults here.
So I have this. I have this theory, and it happens to men a lot, and I call it the miserable billionaire theory.
Okay.
A miserable billionaire theory goes like this. A lot of these situations, there'll be a guy, and it kind of happened in the last email, where it's like he chases you all through college,
mm-hmm.
chases you, sends you message over Instagram. You never make it happen. Then finally you hook up, and the guy goes... And then it's like, now life starts. And the guy realizes he's not given any, it's not casual. It didn't, if you hook up with a guy from high school that's been calling you since high school and you're 27,
mm-hmm.
I don't think I'm explaining it as best as I can. I'm saying There's always a scenario, and this happens a lot because I get a lot of DMs and messages about it, where a guy will go to college or high school with someone, and then they'll reconnect because they're in the same city, and they end up having sex.
Okay.
And then the guy fizzles out right away. And then the girl will go, but this guy's been messaging me since high school.
But he got it out.
Then,
you released that tension.
But this is the thing. Then he gets to, then he, and she'll go, if he's been, now we start dating. And the guy looks around himself and he goes, fuck, I got the money I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't fill the hole.
Exactly.
So that's what she's going to find. I don't think this guy's going to fill the hole.
And he built up, just from what you're saying, I still stick by my bang-em theory. But she was never, the guy you're talking about on Instagram, that person was never reality. It was what he built up in his head through high school and college.
But that guy, I think, would take back the bang. Like, I think that guy would be like, fuck, I fucked with another person. I made them believe that we're going to run off together. That's not what this was all about. This was about me climbing a personal mountain that I couldn't, that wasn't really something that was going to make me happy.
Exactly.
I had happiness the whole time. You know, it's like, so I think for her, you're going to find, like, you read that. I think she needs to unfollow this guy on social media.
Yeah. If we're being practical, unfollow him.
Unfollow this guy.
Maybe do a role playing with your guy now.
Yeah, put your guy in a dark wig and a bolero tie.
Yeah,
you know, and
fly down to Mexico separately and meet each other in a bar.
You know, also like have your imaginary time with him. You know, pop one off on your own, playing that music in the background. I just don't think. I've heard from enough women in this situation where they have the guy pursue them and then he floats away.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard it from enough men in this situation where they've done this and they've been like, fuck, now I got to date the girl that I've been pursuing for all this time.
Yeah.
And it's a lot harder to like find someone you mentally get with versus the visceral love you see on Instagram.
It's crazy how... Isn't it crazy how quickly lust goes away?
Immediately.
Like how quick that goes away and how like you can like even in like not even like the hormones of high school or even, you know, the first couple of years of college. But like now, like you could like be in love with some, not in love, but like lust after somebody. And then, you know, for whatever just goes away.
Yeah. And
love
I think
love is better. Love is better.
But love is better. And also like what you're going to find is what I was doing with her, I unfollow sexy Latino guy. And I'd follow some new Latino guys. Maybe this is just like, and see if like, it's just like, this is your vacation from your blonde guy. And it's just different.
It's a fantasy.
It's a fantasy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe you start watching telenovelas and shit like that.
Sure. And you're just putting that guy's face on every other Latin guy's
face. Yeah,
you
get a new,
this
is your thing that gets you away. But also like, you know, realize your happiness.
Mm-hmm.
Realize that like chasing happiness for your whole life will, you know, find you pretty miserable at some point.
Sure.
You know, chasing a ghost. And it's also like, I go back to, you both had a chance at one point to make this happen.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's more because you didn't see the future with them.
Okay.
And you only saw the 15 minutes of fucking.
Mm-hmm. The rational side.
Yeah.
Didn't let you do it.
So, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. jtrainpodcast.
Good advice.
@gmail.com. Do we have time for news?
We do.
Let's do some news.
Big problem today for you comedians could be getting your own domain or having your own Twitter handle, like @JaredFreed, might be tough to get.
Okay, why is that?
Somebody might have gotten it already, even though their name might not be Jared Freed.
Oh,
you know?
So people kind of like they had this issue with like website names where someone would get, they'd buy Pepsi.com.
Vaynerchuk did that with a few people, didn't he?
Did he really?
Yeah.
That guy is really worse.
Knows the angles.
Worse. Yeah, he finds angles, you know, while sitting at his dad's multi-million-dollar wine shop.
Mm-hmm. Like somebody would get drafted. Yeah. He tells the story. He's like, somebody would get drafted. And like right away, or like before the draft, he would take their Twitter name or their website or
asshole.
Something like that.
Yeah, that's a douche.
He would sell it back easily.
Yeah, of
and
course.
Wouldn't charge him, no, but wouldn't charge him a lot for it.
I'll only charge you a little. Oh, yeah, he's a real hero.
I think he did it to for the networking connections of that person as they got older.
It's all
this guy's
for him.
12 moves down the aisle.
Yeah, he's already moved. Yeah, you're right.
From ages 15 to 30, I worked 20 hours a day. I didn't go out to work in college. I didn't have sex.
There's 30-year-old women going to the fucking dump to try and resell bullshit because he told them that there was free. That's what he told. He tells people to go to the dump.
You got stuff in your house?
There's
sell
else.
It.
Sell it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Friday night, flipping fax machines.
Yeah, he's helping people with fucking $3 problems while he makes $3 million. Are people doing this? Are they Vaynerchucking people?
Guy named Rossi Larathio Adams founded a social media company called
Larathio?
Sounds like a legitimate businessman.
Yeah, this is his middle name.
This guy sounds like he's literally born to be a swindler.
26-year-old founded a social media company called State Snaps 4 years ago. It included Snapchat, Instagram, and Twitter. And at one time, he had over 1 million followers on his sites, which, you know, a lot of bro humor, a lot of bros.
What's
doing
it called?
Stuff. State Snaps.
Okay, got
and,
it.
A lot of people would hashtag do it for state when they
so basically this is like kind of like a college humor type of thing. He's posting pictures on a blog that are just funny pictures from colleges.
Yeah, and they can post their own things, but he did not have doitforstate.com.
Wow.
He really got wanted that thing.
Okay. So do it for state became the motto, so to speak, of this website. Okay.
Another guy in Cedar Rapids owned it.
So he got Vanderchucked by this other dude who bought doitforstate.com.
He offered to purchase it, but the guy did not want to.
Nope. Gonna
he's
be mine.
Probably doing nothing with it. What a dick. I thought this guy was a swindler.
Yeah, doing nothing with it, it's kind of annoying. But then you could say, hey, you don't want to make 10 grand?
Yeah.
To the guy, if you're doing nothing with it, you did nothing to make 10 grand. So what happened?
He decided to do the sensible thing and put pantyhose and a hat with sunglasses on his head, take a gun, and drive to the fellow's house and take it by force.
No way.
That took a twist.
This guy really wanted that website title.
Yeah, why'd he do the pantyhose? He's going to know it's him. What do you think some random guy would move?
Give me the website.
Give me all your money.
Who is this
guy's website that I don't know.
Yeah, this is crazy.
It's going to sound weird. I need your keys, your wallet,
your mom's jewelry, and doitforstate.com. Don't ask questions about that. So what happened? Did he shoot him?
He put the gun to his head and made him like go to the computer and like log on.
I don't know who this is. But when I find out who this is.
This kid's a hustler.
Yeah, this guy.
But the victim, fearing for his life, managed to get control of the gun.
Oh my God, there was a struggle.
And shot Adams multiple times.
Is Lothario dead?
He lived.
Oh my God.
And he's facing a maximum of 20 years in prison.
Yeah. So he lived to go to prison. This guy, in self-protection mode, saved his own life.
And his domain.
Man, not only is this guy... The thing is, it's like, you know who you want to lose in this situation? It's like flawed hero.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is like The Sopranos, where you're like cheering for the bad guy kind of.
Sure.
Like Lothario, I do think the guy who won't sell his page that isn't using it
is a dick.
And then you go to his house, and you're like, just give me the fucking page. And he just goes, hi-ya, and takes your gun and then shoots you. You're like, wow, dickhead wins again.
Makes him give
but
you a domain
he's
name.
He's right. You know, I mean, you don't take a gun to someone's house.
Yeah.
Like at Shelby on Twitter was like some, like, you know, there's like different video sites. There's like Daily Motion that nobody fucking uses.
Sure. Or
there's someone that was like at Shelby that they started and fizzled out. And they just have they haven't been tweeting like 5 years. It's just out there.
I had someone message me on Facebook or try to friend me on Facebook and they were J Train. Like as their face, trying to get all the J trains together. And I was like, I'm not joining up on this one. I think I'm done.
It's only one Superman, baby.
That's right.
Keep it moving.
Shelby, thank you for bringing the news.
Thanks for having me.
At Classic Shelb on Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat. Go follow, go support. H. Foley, thank you for coming on. Fantastic.
Buddy, such a great podcast. So cool what you do.
Thanks,
man. I think it's awesome, man. Thank you for having me.
You. I'm happy you came. And go follow Foley on Instagram at FoleyGrams, on Twitter at H. Foley on Ice. It's all going to be on my social media, and I'll put it out there. The web series, last spot of the night. Go, go, go. We'll be back next episode. Boom.